Oh, you sure are a bunch of crazy chickens. Ain't that the truth? That was, I'm getting into the lingo here. That's Southern lingo.
I never knew anyone who said that, man.
That was from your new album, Choo Choo Hot Fish, and it was called Please Don't Touch. Very strong album. It is too. The Stray Cats are with me. And before that, the legendary Red Foley with a song which delighted us all because it was actually quite good.
Wasn't he our bus driver, Red Foley?
I don't know. That was Red something else, wasn't it? Crazy Little Guitar Man. It was Red something. It was a film about him. Red Skelton or something.
Red Schoendiest?
Probably, yeah. So when you actually cleaned up your acts now, haven't you? You yogurt and natural foods, and you go to the gym, and you don't drink or take any of those drugs anymore, and you look after yourselves, and you may treat yourself to a medium dry sherry after a gig, but certainly not beforehand. And it's a completely different professional attitude now from the Stray Cats, isn't it?
Oh yeah, it's real pro. I just had a nice greasy fish and chips down in Shepherd's Bush. It was great.
But is this because you're older and wiser and you don't indulge in all those things that you used to indulge in the early 80s?
Oh, well, I don't know. I just think, you know, at 20 years old, everybody kind of goes over, you know, haywire, going a little nuts and everything. Oh, you know, it was a lot to handle at 21 years old.
Yeah, because you had enormous success, didn't you, in this country, and then later on in the States.
Yeah, I don't know if we went two nuts, more nuts than anybody else, but I think now our attitude is just kind of, we can look back and kind of laugh at the whole thing now. Not that it's a joke, but just that it's all the stuff that was so serious and we used to take so seriously now, just kind of shake it off, have a giggle at.
What sort of stuff did you take too seriously?
Well, like a bad review in the Melody Maker, we were like suicidal, but then no one ever told us that. No one reads that anyway, so it doesn't really matter, you know? Yeah, well, just that kind of stuff. If there was a bad photograph of yourself, oh no, you know? But now
well, paranoid about stuff very easily.
Yeah. Right.
But you sort of all that attitude because you're older and wiser, and now you're all sort of well into your 40s, and you've sorted all that out, haven't you?
Well, about 43, 44.
what's the one you're going to do now? This is a band who have indeed opened for the Rolling Stones, the Clash, and Willie Nelson, but not on the same night.
Even better than that, you two opened for us.
Right.
Like that
so
one even better.
So they should.
And so did INXS.
So they should. You two have been screaming at my door to play live on this show for weeks and weeks, and I won't have it. I will not have it. I said, no, the Stray Cats are coming in first. And
that's right. That's right, tough guy.